Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome back to Culture and Curves, part two of episode five. I'm AK.
And I'm Driz.
And we're just continuing this episode, and obviously we're jumping onto the part two. We've already done our part one, which we did what's happening in Sudan, what's happening in Gaza. And on this part, we're going to talk about the Unite the Kingdom rally the Charlie Kirk situation. And also
the BBC documentary of the death in Dubai.
Death in Dubai.
It's very interesting.
It is interesting. Like, I've been watching stuff on that one. But first thing first, again, don't forget to, you know, like, comment, share, and subscribe. It will actually mean a lot to us as we are trying to grow our channel, as we're trying to grow as people as well. So if you don't mind, if you got a minute to spare, just tapping that subscribe button and sending it to your friends. And let's get into it, man.
Yeah, man.
Stay alive. The Kingdom rally.
Yeah.
How come you didn't go to the rally, man?
But brother, they told me, I seen it online. It said, if you are this nationality, stay home. I don't know if it was our own people that posted this, but it was somebody just raising awareness. They said don't come out at this date. I'm saying, I looked, I was like, the date. I was like, that date, Saturday. I'm a friend. Okay, I'll stay home. And plus, I'm not from London, so I'll stay home. But just because I'm not from London, it don't mean I should just be outside. So I was a little bit skeptic at the time. So I stayed home, man.
I hear that. So obviously this Unite the Kingdom rally was apparently the biggest far right rally in the UK, I think ever, which obviously means it was a lot of people. Made history. So the BBC and other news program, they're saying there were around 110 to 150,000 people, but then people online are saying there were over 3 million people. Crazy numbers.
That is crazy. Hundreds to three.
So we don't know who's right, who's wrong. And then there's apparently some drone footage that is estimating there were like 900,000 people. So I'm not really sure.
I'm not going to lie though. By looking at the drone footage, the streets looked filled up.
They were packed.
Piled in there.
There were like a lot of people. Definitely more than 150,000.
Yeah, a lot happened, to be honest, in there.
But yeah, it shows that, like, you know, with these kind of rallies, that UK is actually scary if you think about it. Because sometimes I feel more scared than these people actually say they feel scared about, you know, immigrants and stuff.
Yeah.
Because when you see those kind of rallies and they're saying, if you're this kind of nationality, don't even bother turning up. I'm going to be like, I'm going to stay in
those
to stay protected. And like, UK is actually becoming crazy, man, with all these protests and things that are happening. It's actually, their start is always a peaceful protest. It's a peaceful rally. And then at the end of the day, there's like people that have been beaten up, police officers that have been...
I believe they arrested 140 to close to 200. Or even in 200s arrests on that right.
What was the actual point for this rally anyway?
I believe it's to do with the immigrants and what was the other stuff? The immigrant, and then obviously just it's the far right. So
and the proud to the
British for rights. So yeah.
Yeah, man, it's pretty. So obviously, when they're saying the immigrants, I feel like they're targeting the wrong people. They're targeting the immigrants. They should actually be targeting the government, because the government is the one that's actually allowing these things to happen. And let's not forget, these immigrants are actually talking about, they're not just coming from any random country. Some of them come from countries that there's wars. There's no peace. They've got no life over there. They've lost their homes. So now they're trying to come here to find, you know, a home. But obviously, I'm not gonna say what's right, what's wrong. I'm just gonna like talk about what's actually happening in the UK. So obviously the British, the proud to be British, the far right, they're not happy with all these things that are happening.
Oh, yeah.
Because they feel like their culture is being taken away. The yeah. way of British life is being taken away.
Yeah.
They're not happy with what's happening with, you know, I'm pretty sure when they see African people having a barbecue in the park, they're like, there's foreigners or something.
Mm. Well, I believe, like you said, there's a lot of hate going on, a lot of judgment going on. And from my take on it, my understanding, this whole thing began with the murder of them three girls.
Oh, yeah, in Southport.
Yeah, Merseyside, yeah. So they believe the guy was a Muslim migrant, asylum seeker, whatnot.
Yeah.
So from there, just that information sort of, inflamed, you know, the anger in the public's eye. And I remember that, you know, them days, because a lot of British people were angry, like, on some crazy stuff, you know. And then that's when a lot of protesters started going into these hotels, the asylum seeker hotels and stuff like that. Yeah, and they were protesting in front of those hotels and stuff like that. And then from there, it just became an immigrant sort of thing, and it just built up. And then Tom Robinson thought, you know what? What a great opportunity to, since people are like this, people are angry, etc., why not?
I might as well jump with my movement.
Yeah, So that's how it happened, man. And it's crazy. Ooh. You know, all because, I'm not saying it all started because of one thing, but this thing has been going on for time, immigrant thing, you know what I mean? But I just don't like how they like to pile up every immigrant into one, you know, and put them into one category, you know what I mean? Because there's good immigrants, there's bad immigrants. Just like there's good in people, there's good people, there's bad people.
Yeah, there's you know what I mean? English people, there's bad English people.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So we could sort of say, what about the Britons that are in different countries?
Yeah.
You know, why are they not getting told you're an immigrant,
Leave,
go back to your country? You know what I mean? We don't get to see that stuff.
They're actually treated in respect, with respect.
Especially in SA, South Africa, there's a lot of respect going on there for certain white people, obviously. Obviously, they encountered something to do with the farmers, stuff like that. But still, the respect is there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Some of these English people in other countries, they're more respected than the locals.
Yeah.
I was going to say something as well, that, you know, this UK rally thing about the immigrants, because they were chanting a slogan.
Mm-hmm.
What was it say? Like, get them out. It actually reminded me of what's actually happening in South Africa with the Dudula, whatever Dudula is called, that they're actually saying, getting rid of all the foreigners, like, get the foreigners out, and all these other things. But the foreigners that they're getting out are their neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, there's like English, I'm not saying they should say it to the English people, the white people over there, right, or European people. But what they're doing is, they're kicking out their own people, their own neighbors, and leaving these Europeans. Whereas here, in Europe, here in the UK, they're kicking out people that are not the Europeans.
Yeah.
So it's like South Africans are a little bit backwards in that way.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because
I'm not saying like you should kick anyone out of your country, but I'm saying like the way they think over there is like in a
backwards
and like colonized mindset.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the UK situation.
Yeah.
Because I think some of these people that went to these rallies, they're like proper racist people.
Mm.
And when they're fighting for this freedom of speech thing, or we want freedom of speech to be saying this on Twitter, I think for them, they want to have the freedom of insulting someone or calling someone names without consequences. With the freedom of speech, it's like saying anything but without insulting another person. Because imagine if the other person is insulting you, you don't want to like it.
No.
So then you're fighting for this freedom of speech to insult people because that's what they wanted it.
Yeah.
So they can call these like people, oh, you illegal, alien, all these things.
Yeah. And there's a lot of complaints on, oh, immigrants come here, steal the jobs. Which this has been going on for how long? For time.
Right? And some of them don't even have qualifications, don't even want to work.
No. And it's like, you're such a hypocrite.
Yeah, some of them are just like, just on benefits, they don't even pay taxes.
Yeah.
Some of these immigrants are here working and paying taxes, that money ends up going to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the UK government spends a lot of money on these asylum seekers and immigration stuff.
Yeah.
But also, UK people are benefiting from immigrants.
Hugely.
Because there's a lot of immigrants that own businesses.
Yeah.
And some of those businesses, they actually employ British people.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of British companies that employ immigrants and that brings in workforce into the country.
Yeah.
Imagine they say get them out, and they get every immigrant out of the country.
Yeah.
Then what?
You know, I just want to mention the part, the immigrant part, right? And the focus on the Muslim immigrants and all that stuff, right? So now I'm gonna be so real on something. Asda, who's it owned by?
By the Issa brothers.
And what are they, nationality wise? You know what I mean? And how many times do you see English people going to Asda? A lot, right? But then it's like, get them out. There's immigrants that come into this country and they do so well to benefit this country.
Yeah.
But the respect they get is absolute dog water.
Yeah.
Is disrespectful as hell. And it, like you're saying, if they get all these immigrants out, right, what are they gonna do? What are they gonna do?
NHS staff, majority are gone.
Good.
Carers gone. Support workers
gone.
A lot of many things, hospitality industry gone, a lot of things, taxi drivers, Uber drivers.
Exactly. And these are jobs that majority of the English men don't want to do.
No, they would never do it.
You know what I'm saying? Because obviously, construction, we know. A lot of Englishmen do construction. Yeah. Army, we know. A lot of Englishmen go into that. But when it comes to stuff like NHS and etc., warehouses, etc., mate, you're looking at immigrants. And those people are putting money into the government's pockets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then you have taxpayers.
Yeah. And like you're saying, there's a lot of these people that are sitting down, doing absolutely nothing,
woke up in claiming the morning, benefits, smoking weed.
Looking at you, right? By the way, looking at you
going to work,
yeah, right? But they look at you in a sense of judgment,
yeah,
right? They're judging you by your skin color, by what car you drive, where you're from. And it's like, okay, you're judging me for coming to your country and stealing your job, but why am I then looking at you sitting there claiming benefits? You don't want a job. There's plenty of jobs you can go into. You can't tell me there's no job you can't find. You got two legs that work perfectly fine. Your body works perfectly fine. But yeah, I'm catching you doing
back to back. Yeah.
Right? But then I'm the bad guy. I've come to steal your stuff.
And not even doing anything, not even committing crimes, just going to work, putting in the hours, paying taxes, coming home, not bothering anyone.
Yeah, and you know what they're doing now? They are taking away the indefinite leave.
Oh, yeah. Nigel Farage wants that gone.
Away from people who are here legally, people who pay to be here, real money, expensive, and people who work their asses off every single day to make sure they provide for the families, right? and obviously provide for themselves, and yet again they pay taxes.
And Nigel Farage wants to take it away.
And he wants to take it away. Now tell me, what's so human about that, and what's so right about it, like in terms of freedom?
And saying, oh, you have to apply for 5-year work visa. Like UK is changing, man. UK is just becoming scary, you know. Like a lot of people, like most of us, we come here to work and be good people. And crazy thing is, we're not even earning mega money. We're just earning as much as they would. Probably if they get the same job as we're doing, they will earn more than we are.
We're all on the same thing, minimum wages. We're all on the same book, same page. We earn the same amount. But I have an understanding, right? There's bad immigrants and there's good immigrants. I'm just saying, if they came to their senses and with the right head, right, thinking, if they put the legal immigrants aside in their own category, instead of saying all immigrants and putting them all in one, because that just affects someone else's, you know, human right. So get the bad ones out, right? Get the ones that are not legally meant to be here, get them out, right? Because obviously that's law. So if something is not legally, it shouldn't happen. It's illegal, right? So get the ones that are doing the bad stuff, the ones that are going to prison, the ones that are committing crime, the ones that rape your women, ones that not take your jobs, but the ones that work here illegally, get them out. Yeah. But don't put everyone in one box. It's like me saying, oh, all white people are bad. Is it true? No, it's not. Because there's bad white people, there's good white people, there's good and bad in each thing,
in each ethnicity group. And like what I was gonna say was, you know, another thing with some of these immigrants that are coming through the boards or whatever, some of them are actually escaping wars. Wherever they come from, there's no peace, they've got no homes. Like I was saying, they're just trying to come here to earn a living. And then obviously, there was one thing that I seen someone saying, legal immigrants hate illegal immigrants more than the British do. Because the illegal immigrants, they're ruining it for the legal ones.
But do you think that's wrong?
I seen a video. I used to watch this program, I can't remember what it was called. But you know these people that gets houses given to them by the council, whatever. But anyway, I seen this guy who's an immigrant. He was bragging about how much money he gets from the government. How much money the government, whatever, how much they pay for his rent. Basically his lifestyle, he doesn't work. And he gets everything given to him. He's like, oh yeah, I came to the UK, I'm getting this, I'm getting that, I'm getting that, yeah? That's also gonna drive these British people nuts.
Of course.
And then obviously the people that came here to work, they're seeing that person's up, they're like, come on man, I'm putting in the hours here. Yeah.
How have you done that?
You know what I mean? But like, they know how to beat the system. They know how to cry to the system. And obviously, these people, the Israeli people, the far right, I'll say this again, they need to be targeting or speaking to the government about this whole crisis, because it is not people's fault. It is the government that's not putting the measures to sort these things out. The government is letting all these things happen, and it's also letting these rallies, whatever, happen. But it is actually scary, man, just to think about it. Like, you know, UK has changed, and I think it's going to be even more worse. I think it's going to become like America at some point. With this whole thing, it's a big topic. Because this United Kingdom rally wasn't just like a small thing. It wasn't really just targeting the immigrants. It's just targeting just the whole... They've got an agenda. What's the agenda is... we don't know. So if anyone knows that gender, please let us know.
Moving on to the next topic, bro.
Let's jump on to Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to say something, right? And I don't know if it's controversial or whatever, right? Obviously, I'm not a follower of Charlie Kirk or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't kill someone for having different views and opinion than mine.
Yeah.
You can say the worst things to me or about me to other people, but I would not wish to kill you.
No. I think it was a bit too extreme on that one.
It was a bit too extreme. And another thing that I've been seeing as well is people celebrating his death.
Yeah. You know? Oh, man.
Like I said, I'm not a fan or whatever, follower of the guy, but I will never celebrate someone else's death.
Yeah, man. You know what I find very weird about people, right? You have people that claim to follow Christ, but yet celebrate another human's death.
And it's the Christians that actually is doing it.
Oh, man.
It's the Christians that actually celebrating his death in America.
But I believe he was killed by a kid, just 22 years old.
Yeah.
And they found him within 33 hours.
Because his dad turned him in.
Yeah.
His parents turned him in and stuff.
Control, man. Control your kids, man. You know, I mean.
No, America is just a joke with guns.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I feel like guns in America is very accessible to everyone.
But, you know, did you see the video, like, when they shot him?
Honestly, I had to go on Twitter for that. And to see it. I was disgusted in myself. Actually searching it up, but obviously I wanted to find out what actually happened. And by seeing the video, it was something that was very shocking to the eye. Not the first thing I've seen that's shocking, but that was horrible. The way the blood was just coming out, it was scary, man. And I hear a rumor that he got shot in front of his family.
Yeah, apparently his wife was there as well.
So imagine the trauma and that.
But have you seen the movement now behind his death and stuff? Did you see how many people went to his memorial thing?
No, I haven't seen that part.
There were a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Even like, you know, Trump is like calling Charlie Kirk's wife. Oh, where is she?
Oh, come here, give me a hug and all that stuff.
But my opinion, I feel like this is just going to be another political agenda, because like now I think his movement is now going to be bigger than it was before he died.
That's the thing though, do you realize that sometimes when these people pass, the movement grows?
Yeah, but there were some other things though that he also said about black people.
Yeah 100%. Hey, like, yeah, I'm not defending here, I'm just saying.
I don't know
yeah, you know, there's little facts there and there, and there's, you know.
But with that one where he said, oh, if I'm getting on a plane and the pilot is black, I'm going to ask if he's qualified.
Yeah, that's
extreme.
That's racist. That's deep.
That's extreme. You know? You can't be making maybe it's the freedom of speech in America. I don't know.
It could be that too.
It could be the freedom of speech. But
maybe
that's what these far rights in the UK are fighting for as well.
Yeah, but I don't believe he deserved to die. You know, I just think some people could have just handled
things
a little bit different. You know what I mean? Instead of taking his life.
Some of the things, I think, as people, should just ignore it.
Yeah.
Because once you start doing things like this, the movement then grows.
Yeah.
But if you leave it, then his little followers or the people... It's just gonna be, you know, but now I've seen grown men videos like crying. Oh, Charlie Kirk is dead.
Oh, man, no.
I was like, what?
They killed Charlie.
I'm thinking, would you cry? Would you do the same thing if it was your family member?
Man, the way they were crying is like they lost their own
family member.
You know what I mean? It was scary, but when I watched the video when Trump called his wife, at first, right, it seemed okay. But then they did this little sign thing with the hands.
Yeah, it did. Like,
yeah. And everyone knows what that kind of, I don't know. My guy, why would you do that now anyway?
I'm just
thinking. Anyway, it did the sign. And she did the sign. But at first, I could see her smile, and then she stopped smiling and then did the sign. And I was just like, you know, this government thing, sometimes it can be a little bit off, you know. So I was like, okay, said that thing then. But I seen someone saying he was spreading hate throughout the world. So sometimes if you spread hate, you get taken out with hate. By hate.
Yeah, there's too many conspiracy theories. Some people are saying, oh, it was taken out by the Israelis, because we're saying something about the Israelis. So it's just, but you know, this afternoon, one of our neighbors, I was chatting to him about this whole thing. He goes, he's like, I don't believe Charlie Kirk is dead. I was like, what? He's like, oh, I think they've just done the whole thing as an act. It's going to come back in 10, 20 years. I'm like, no.
But
I'm like, the guy died though. We've seen the show. He's like, oh, no, that's just a political movement just to make you believe that he's dead. I'm like,
yeah, but
I'm like, that guy's died. That guy died.
And I'm seeing it a lot where people, right, like, let's say someone who maybe is a celebrity or someone who's a, you know, like Charlie, for example, when they die, a lot of people like to say, no, they didn't die. They didn't die. They faked their death. That this and that was planned, this and that. But it's like, do you ever imagine what the person's parents and families are going through? You know, like, they're mourning, but you're saying, you're spreading all this, like, oh, they're alive, but there's no respect, you know what I mean? But focusing on the Charlie movement, he stood against a lot of things, you know.
Before his own political view, I guess,
he was against abortion, you know. But we're not going to get into that, because I feel like I'll get into a clash with people, so...
Yeah, it is a bit a sticky one, because you don't know what to really say, because you might get called out for saying your thoughts. You might get people saying, oh, that's not right, you can't say this. So it is a bit difficult. I feel like when these people, they're doing this rally thing, saying, oh, we're doing for freedom of speech, but I don't even know what freedom of speech is anymore.
No, because... these days you can get your head taken off just for saying something you think is right.
Yeah, anything, or even locked up for just saying something that you believe in.
But the question to the viewers, if you made it this far, is what's your take on Charlie? Do you think he was a good person? Do you think he deserved to die? Do you think he was a bad person? That's my question. We just leave it on now for them to decide, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. All right, just to end this whole part two, we want to talk about the last topic, which is a BBC Africa documentary called Death in Dubai.
Yeah.
Potter Party.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure a lot of you remember that back in 2022.
Yeah.
There was this hashtag that was going on Twitter and even on WhatsApp stories. People were sharing these videos of like some girls, Ugandan girls eating men's
which was the hashtag, I'm pretty sure, and the videos that were trending was like Habibi
come to Dubai. That's when the Habibi thing came out.
People didn't know
what actually happened was a lot of these girls were from Uganda and they were promised a lavish lifestyle to come to Dubai. So if you've not seen this video, we'll leave a link at the bottom of, obviously, in the description, so that you can go and watch it yourself. But having, like, you know, so that you've seen the video, I mean, the whole documentary, what do you think of it? Like, obviously, some of these girls, all these girls were innocent from Uganda and they were taken to Dubai under false pretense or whatever, false information that they were given.
Mm.
What is your... after watching it, what are your thoughts on it?
Cruel. That was my take on it. I just saw it as a very cruel thing. Disgusting, really. I don't want to generalize, but what certain men can do in this world, it's pretty disgusting. Yeah. Disgusting, and it's pretty evil. And after watching and seeing the stuff that goes on over there, it just made me think, like, why do women hate men? You know what I mean? Sometimes we can all argue and say, ah, you know, you shouldn't hate this and that, but sometimes you just have to look at yourself and say, you know what, I hear it, I understand it, because what the guy has done over there is disgusting. To take some, you know, take someone's life and turn it into, you know, turn them into a puppet, you know, and use them however they want to use them.
Yeah, because watching that video, obviously the guy is from UK. He used to be a UK driver, bus driver, and he moved to Dubai. What he does is he's got his boys in Uganda, recruiting these young girls with no documents, and then he promised them a lavish lifestyle, makes them passports and all these IDs, and they go to Dubai. But one thing that I would say is, you know, poverty will make people do anything just to feed their families, just to get their families out of poverty. So when these girls are promised that life, they're thinking, oh, I'm going to be sending my family X, Y, Z amount of money every month. Yeah. But then when they get there, they realize that, oh, hang on, I'm not really free here.
Yeah.
I'm basically a sex slave.
Yeah.
And that guy is just sending them to some random rich people that do all these kind of things, basically like degrading them, dehumanizing them.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you do that to another human being?
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's another black person doing it to his own sisters.
It's crazy.
Because remember that girl, Monique, she died.
Yeah.
Killed herself over this whole thing because that guy was an evil, evil man. He would not let her go.
He goes by name Charles
whatever,
Masigwa or something like that. Search him up, Charles Masigwa, I believe. He goes by AKA Abby.
They know him as Abby. That's his name.
Dive into it if you're watching it. If you made it here, it's a documentary, I believe. There's a lot more cases going on. It's still an ongoing case to uncover.
But what I find crazy is, how does he have the access to the Ugandan ID system?
Someone in Uganda.
He's probably got someone in there that's helping him.
Yeah. And someone who's just not a somebody. Someone who's
big.
Connected.
Someone, well connected. Because these big people in Africa, they like doing anything for money.
But they would
make sure that they're not connected in any shape or form, in any way, shape or form. Like, there's no trace of them being connected at all.
It's crazy.
And it's sad that we see our sisters go to Dubai and experience this kind of life. Did you see the rooms that they sleep in? It's like
piled.
It's like bunk beds, and it's like they say there's 15 other people that stay there.
Yeah.
You don't even know these people, they all got similar experience.
Yeah.
And you know, on the video when that guy was doing was asking him about the girls, he goes, oh, I've got 30 girls, blah blah blah. Oh, I can even send you the crazy ones.
Mm.
It's like, oh, these girls are open-minded. No, they're not open-minded. They're doing what you're telling them to do.
It's crazy.
Because now they're indebted in you. Like, they owe you a lot of money because he's got them passport. He's got them all this. He's like, now I need my money back. And you never finish paying that money.
No, because it's just manipulated you into the system, really.
But you know, these men that also sign up for these things, to do these things, they are very, very, very sick in the head.
There's a lot of sick men.
Sick. Wow, so you're getting like these girls, you're paying whatever just to poo on them. What kind of fetish is that?
Yeah, toilets. Yeah.
And you're peeing on their head. What kind of fetish is that?
You know, I think that's disgusting. the way what
kind of gets me is the way they manipulate them, you know,
yeah.
as in like so in, enroll them, yeah. you know, into it, because they trick them by, oh,
show them nice pictures.
You get luxury cars, you know,
Dubai Mall.
You know what I mean? You get anything you want. But then, because they don't mention what then goes on, they lure them into sexual acts,
yeah.
sexual activities and whatnot, whatnot.
Because imagine you live in Uganda, they've been sending you pictures, oh, this is where you're going to be staying, yeah. this is where you're going to be seeing, this is the surrounding areas. And you're seeing all that and you have hope.
Yeah.
You get there, all that hope is crushed.
It's crazy.
By a man who's just greed and evil.
Yeah.
Who deserves to be locked up. Because whatever he's doing to those girls, it is not right.
Nah.
He needs to be locked up. I feel like a lot of people in this world needs to be locked up.
Oh man, there's a lot. There's a lot of people doing
the evil, evil.
The most evilest thing, and they still get away with it. You know what still gets me is right, is that you can still, till this day, you can still walk next to somebody and that you never know that what that person is doing behind closed doors, and it's scary.
People do nasty things out here, but nasty and evil things.
I think if you guys want to find out about what we're really talking about, just search it up. It's there.
I'll put the link at the bottom. It's actually interesting, you know, and sad at the same time, because no human being should be going through those kind of things. Like, no one deserves that, you know, to lose your hope, basically lose your life.
Oh, literally, bro.
Because after that, you're traumatized, man. You just got no hope. I mean, obviously, there's programs that is helping some of those girls that have been in those situations and going back to, taking them back to Uganda. But you don't want to go back to any other country after that, because you're traumatized. The experience that you've had, it's not a nice experience.
Yeah, she ended up with another girl. I believe there was two of them, right? They jumped off a building.
There was that one, Monique, and then the other one died, but I don't know how, but
Monique jumping off building.
Yeah, she's the one that jumped off
the building. Suicide.
Yeah, the police said, oh, we found drugs and this. Yeah. But there was a girl that said on that program, said that they've tried to report a few incidences to the police.
Yeah.
And the police said something like, I'll put the picture on the video, but the police said something like, oh, you Africans are here, are causing too much trouble. Imagine that.
To be fair, he's an African guy. You know what I mean?
But the girls don't even cause trouble. They're just victims.
Literally.
Anyway, people, if you've enjoyed this video, obviously, you know what to do. Click that like and subscribe button and share with your friends. And it's been a pleasure doing this part two, me and my brother.
Yeah.
And we look forward to our next episode. And we're thinking on the next episode, we've got a hot topic coming up. A lot of people think Africa is poor.
Hey, Charlie, who said this?
But we don't see it that way. Anyway, stay tuned. We're going to discuss this on our next episode. I'm AK.
Oh, no, geez, man. My coffee's going flipping cold, man.
We'll see you next time.